Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Freakos. Thanks for joining us again. Love it. First timers, we hug you virtually. Good one today. Okay, it's going to be great. We're going to talk about how sneezing can be annoying to not only the person who's sneezing, but apparently more annoying to the people who aren't sneezing, which makes no sense to me. We're talking about weight gain during COVID. We talk about, should you talk about marriage? Let's talk about marriage, baby. That would never have been a big hit. marriage on a first date.
Have been songs about marriage.
But not, let's talk about marriage, baby. We'll begin with Weezy's, Ramona's mom's floppies in a second. Yeah. If you want to comment.
Ew.
You want to comment on anything you hear or just chime in with ideas for us to talk about, hit us up, Matt and Ramona Facebook page or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway. You can also rate this podcast after you get done and share it. We'd really appreciate that as well. We begin with, all I know is you said your mom's floppies and the ears of many a male were like, what?
Well, we're celebrating, if you can call it that, a year in lockdown. For my mom, it is definitely a celebration because a year ago, she gave up her bra. Now, when we first started working from home and there were a lot of women saying, you know what? I'm not leaving the house. I'm not wearing a bra. My mom was horrified when she heard me talking about it. And she was actually horrified that I was walking around all day long without a bra. But then finally, she decided that she would ditch her bra for no reason. And she has dementia. So I'm thinking that she forgot how old she is and that they're not where they used to be.
She has sexy dementia.
She does. She believes that she's as hot as ever. She is the cougar that every man wants and every woman fears. So she stopped wearing a bra. She has not worn a bra since last year. Well, a couple people have made comments about her bralessness in videos that I've posted of her, like, wow, they're really hanging down there. And
they haven't.
Even one of my sorority sisters who's known me and mom for years is like, is your mom okay with you posting videos of her without a bra on? It's like, she believes that her breasts are firmer than ever. Like, she doesn't need a bra.
Why should she care? And also, if you only videotaped her when she was wearing one, that would be never. So you would never have a video of her.
So today, she was going to the Life Enrichment Center in Kings Mountain for the first time. And when she went for her assessment visit, I put a bra on her. Now, she's gained some weight in lockdown, like a lot of us. And so the first bra I tried on her did not fit. It had gotten too tight and she refused to wear it. So then I found a stretchier one and she agreed to wear it for her assessment. But today she didn't want to wear a bra. She said, I don't need that. But I'm thinking, oh, she's going to be amongst people. And I do buy her long shirts for her long boobs.
Oh, my gosh.
So that if she lifts her arms, like you're not going to see her. So I buy long shirts, but I just feel like people are judging me. Like, you really sent her to adult daycare, like with no bra on.
Like it was your option. Like she wanted one and you wouldn't give it to her.
Like I feared like people are looking like, come on, they're triple D's, but they're over her waistband. And she was just like, I don't need that. And I was like, I want you to. And then I said, you know what? If she believes that she's young and beautiful, why am I going to wrestle her into this? Probably have a really bad morning because I am now spending 10 minutes talking her into and wrestling her into something that she doesn't wear. Practically every woman knows that those, 18-hour bras are uncomfortable.
Yes. It's a battle not worth fighting. And not only that, does it really matter that a, 80-year-old woman has to wear a bra or not? I mean, that's their business. They've done their duty.
Who am I to tell her that?
Yeah,
that doesn't look okay.
They put in their time. They've you know, they've been wrapped up for 80 or 78 years.
I mean, her bras were so industrial back in the day that since we're on the podcast, I can say this out loud. I can't say it on the radio, but when she was a middle school teacher in Columbus, Ohio, one of her students nicknamed her Rocket Tits. And when the other teachers heard about it, the teachers started calling her Senora RT.
Right. At least they said RT. I mean, that would have been rough.
Or Senora Rocketito.
And she didn't mind it.
Oh, she. I mean, she had to laugh because, yeah, you know, those old pictures of Madonna in her cone bra.
Yeah,
that was Wheezy Monday through Friday. No, not Monday through Friday. That was Wheezy 7 days a week.
Bulletproof kind of a.
Exactly. Exactly.
Bra. Brazil. When we're talking about that, also, there's a touching thing that goes along with not only was her first visit to her new facility filled with boobs. but it was really a beautiful moment that happened.
Yeah, it left me. I was a human puddle because when we first visited for her assessment at the Life Enrichment Center, I was concerned because the population isn't like the population at the Ivy where she was going before the pandemic. And the Ivy is no longer doing full days. They're doing half days. And mom needs help with toileting that they're not offering right now. So I found this new place, but I was concerned because there are some younger people there who need help. Some people with developmental delays, but also some older people like her. And I didn't... It didn't have the same feel as where she was going before. So I thought, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? So after her assessment, which she was there for like 4 hours, I said, you know, how was it? And she said, oh, it was fun. And I said, well, okay, they have some positions open. And she said, I could teach here. Mom has dementia and used to be a teacher. She taught for 42 years. So back in February, one of my friends for Black History Month sent mom this teacher T-shirt. It's an African-American teacher with an afro and all different types of words about loving and educating and being smart and beautiful. And it has teacher across the top. And I didn't know where mom put that T-shirt after she got it as a gift, but she had rolled it up and put it in the bottom of her purse. And when we got to the Life Enrichment Center this morning, my mom pulled out that shirt. I didn't even know where it had gone. And I said, oh, let me see your shirt. And it had teacher on it. And mom just clutched the shirt to her chest and she started crying. And mom is not a tears girl. And you know, my mom, you know, don't be snotting and crying. Don't be snotting and crying. She did not believe in tears, but she sat there clutching that shirt and crying. And I was like, mom, are you okay? Why are you crying? And I said, are those happy tears? And she said, yes. Happy, happy, happy tears. And I said, oh, are you excited about your teaching job? Because she believes that she's going there to work. The different ages of people make her feel like she's back doing what she was born to do, what she loved doing. Mm-hmm. So she's sitting there crying. She goes, happy, happy, happy tears. I said, oh, so you're excited about teaching again? She said, yes. So happy. This is all I ever wanted to do. And so I'm crying. She's crying. And we walk up to the door and the greeter says, oh, hi, Mrs. Glover. And I said, mom's here for her teaching job. And she said, oh, what grades does she teach? And I said, middle and high school. And my mother's soul lit up.
Yeah.
And then I sat in the car and cried for 20 minutes.
Like everybody is that's listening. It's, as I said to you before, it's just so bizarre how the brain works, right? Like you're able to pull that out as if it's new. It's just weird how the brain works. It's an amazing and troublesome machine, that brain, and how it happens.
Teaching, working with children was a sacred job for her. So I'm just glad that it's memories of doing that and how it made her feel are tucked away somewhere in her heart.
Yeah.
And she is glowing up at school today.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Awkward segue time.
We have, maybe you got our now that I'm sitting here in tears.
Yeah, well, maybe this will help. I don't know. Because it'll make you laugh a little bit. Anyway, but I don't know. Maybe it'll make you fired up because we were talking about, you found an article about experts think about, should you on the first, is the first date? Like
the
you're sitting on the date and you're like, hey, will you marry me? No, not like that. But like, I want to get married.
Do you let the person know that you are serious about finding a spouse? Or should you not discuss that on the first date?
I think it's rough, man. Like I can't imagine that, like a guy, even if he's not interested in that, might lie, be like, yeah, that's great. I'm with you. Because that's what guys do sometimes.
Guys lie about wanting to get married
on the first date. Eventually, because
I think that's a very small number of dudes who are like married tomorrow. Sure, lady.
Well, not tomorrow, but they'll be like, yeah. You know, maybe she's not that.
So when
serious.
You were single for like all of 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it scared me away.
And most guys.
Yeah. On the first date, yeah, probably scare me
away. A relationship expert is saying you should not discuss that on the first date. It's all about establishing chemistry. But what I'm finding is there are a lot of guys these days who ask, what type of relationship are you looking for?
Well, what kind of relationship is different than I might want to marry you someday, or I want to lead, this is leading toward marriage. Just say that's like, I want to date. I don't want to just boink or something. You know?
And these guys are making it clear they want LTRs, long-term relationships.
LTR, STD, they're all the same.
No, they're not. No, they are not, sir.
Well, they're probably saying that. You know what? Some are saying that because they know that's what a woman wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Others saying that because it's true, but that doesn't mean they're going to get in one. It just means that, like, yeah, I'd like a long-term relationship, but... You know, if we boink a few times, I might break up. I mean, I'm not gonna,
Is that what that means? Long-term relationship means I don't want to do it just one time. Yeah. I want to do it a couple times before I break up with you.
This is not a one-night stand. It's a multi-night stand.
Okay.
With
that will lead not to a ring.
I'm hoping it does.
Because saying I'm interested in a long-term relationship and I'm interested in marriage are very different statements?
Yes, I do believe they're different statements. Marriage, for some reason, is a scarier proposition, probably. Long-term relationship.
Why is it scary?
How about just say a relationship? I want to be in a relationship. You don't have to even say long-term. That's assumed. But marriage is, that's like really moving things along. If I want to be in a relationship means, okay, I'm not dating around, probably. I mean, I just want to...
You're not dating around, probably.
Well, I guess you'd be looking for a long-term relationship.
So to you, long-term relationship means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but you're looking for a long-term relationship. You haven't found one yet. So you could be dating four or five people.
So like, I am looking amongst a lot of people.
Yeah. My goal is to get
I'm assuming
a long-term.
That if you, and perhaps it's an unfair assumption on my part, I'm assuming that if you tell me you're looking for a long-term relationship, I assume
you shouldn't.
Monogamy.
No, you shouldn't until the relationship begins. The relationship hasn't begun yet. Like I'm
but if a man says, if you tell a woman you're looking for a long-term relationship, you are not implying monogamy at all.
I think you're looking, you're dating a bunch of people till you find all your goal is to find one, but I'm going to try a bunch of, I want to find, the perfect suit that fits me, but I'm going to wear a bunch of suits until it doesn't mean I'm not only.
That's not how it works. Not even with suits.
Yeah.
You buy one, you wear it, it's yours.
No, but you while you're at the store,
and people like you only have one suit.
I know, but I tried on a bunch of suits till I came to that suit. I tried on a bunch of suits.
So do you intend to buy multiple suits to rotate?
No, I'll eventually get one suit, but in the meantime, I'm going to try on a bunch of suits and try them. You take them out in the town a little bit. And...
You know, your whole energy around this tells me I don't want to shop at your store. You keep your suits to yourself.
I'm looking for a relationship. I want a relationship, but that doesn't mean that I'm not. It means I'm dating a bunch of people until I find a relationship. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does rule out that I just don't want to boink you.
You want to boink me like you said, you want to boink me multiple times before you break up with me. Because, you know, you got suits to try on. Suits don't try themselves on, right, Matt Man?
Yeah. Yeah. Suits don't try themselves on. You're right. Know what it means? Yes, that's what it means.
You talk awfully big for a guy who has only been single for like 5 minutes of his adult life.
Well, that's because I wasn't good at wording these things. Like I just got a suit.
Every time I turned around, I wound up in a serious relationship or marriage. I don't know how it happened.
It's just suits.
I wasn't even there.
Yes. Yes. Or I didn't have to do dating sites and talk about things and stuff. So you're looking for a relationship. So do you even have to say long-term? You just say, I'm looking for a relationship. That's all you have to say. You don't put long-term in there. Right? I mean, that's assumed. I'm in a relationship.
According to you, it means nothing anyway.
No,
you're
just shopping. It means, yeah, I'm still shopping, but my ultimate goal is a relationship. My goal is not to skip from one suit to the next. My goal is to get a nice suit and wear it for a while and then outgrow it. I'm just kidding.
And then Matt Man loses a little weight and boom, new suit.
Nice young suit.
Got it.
No. Speaking of weight, you mentioned, hey, what a segue. People gained weight during the COVID. I called the COVID. And there was, what did they call? They thought it was going to be like the 15, I think, at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
People thought. But then, of course, it kept lasting. So when people were like, oh, it's not 15. It's whatever they say it is. I'm like, well, that's because it continued. Maybe it was 15 at one point.
Yeah.
Right?
It was 15 for me by November. By November, it was not 15. By November, it was 10. And I said, okay, I can't keep doing this because this pandemic keeps rolling along with no end in sight. And most Americans gained about 2 pounds a month.
So 2024, is that right? I guess it's been a year. So.
Some gained more, some gained less.
Right, right. I didn't do any. I might have been, I mean, up a few pounds here, down a few pounds, but, you know, in general, not much. That's the average. So I'm thinking there's a lot of people who put on a lot more.
Yeah.
Who are covering for the people who did it.
And I know a couple of people who's used this as an opportunity to get healthier. And they started exercising and they weren't eating fast food. They started cooking at home. And like one of my friends lost 35 pounds. And I'm like, really? Wow.
So that means somebody gained at least 55, 60 pounds to get the average to there. So there's people putting on 100 pounds in the last year to bring everybody else up. I mean, it's easy. I think it was a lot easier at the beginning because you're like, hey, how long is this going to last?
Let's just eat comfort food.
Yeah.
It's fine. Comfort food. Right. And it's like, okay, we're still eating comfort food a year later.
Right. Right.
Back up off the comfort food.
Yeah.
They're saying a lot of people, the average weight gain when you is like 20 pounds.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to know the mean in math terms, but this is something that's near and dear to my heart. Sneezing. I'm very upset about it because I have allergies. I had really bad allergies before I got shots and they got better. But anyway, my daughter has bad allergies. Anybody out there with allergies knows you have these times when you're like, achoo, 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 achoo. You can't take it. it's crazy. But people say the average person says that they get annoyed after four sneezes.
Four?
You said
two.
Four. Yes. You are at two, which is rude.
I'm at two. You sneeze once.
Two, you're annoyed.
Oh, bless you. You sneeze twice. Okay. That third sneeze, I'm like, okay, what do you have? Like, I need an explanation. In this pandemic, coughing and sneezing in public is an issue.
Yes.
Because I'm wondering, sneezes come out with some force. You might be forcing some droplets through that mask, sir.
Yes. In fact, 56% of people say when they sneeze or cough, they feel judgmental eyes. And they're coming from remote.
And, you know, I know that my face gives me away. I have an expression management disorder. My face is going to tell you exactly what's going on in my head. And there was a woman having a coughing spell in the grocery store. And she's like, something went down the wrong tube, I swear. Because my head whipped around when she wouldn't stop coughing. It's like, why are you out of your house? What do you have? You have the Rona.
I do. I will do that. I've coughed before and said, nope, nope. allergy.
I mean, and there are stores that have that, you know, say, welcome to our store. If you don't feel well, please go home.
It's allergies. Even before, like even in the non-COVID time, you feel like you should tell people this isn't contagious. This is allergies or whatever. But it's
now it's crucial to know.
This is a weird one to me.
You need a t-shirt that says I have allergies, not the Rona.
Yeah.
And that's why my nose is running and that's why I'm sneezing.
Yes.
Yeah. And with your multiple sneezes,
I'm a loud sneezer.
But with your multiples, I find it weird that you feel like you can make fun of me just because I have one loud sneeze. You have 100 in a row.
It makes people like Doc and Bandy have heart attacks in the corner. I do have 100, but I can't control. And I can't control my family does yell at my loud sneezes. But the only time I loud sneeze is if I don't have something to contain it. Like I don't have a Kleenex or something and my hands are full and it's like, I can't muffle it. You know what I mean?
What?
When it comes on like that. Yes. Like if I was a Kleenex.
So you're loud sneezing and you're just spraying it all over everywhere at the same time.
I can't control the sound. You can't control the sound if you don't have some sort of a, like something to muzzle it.
They put up with so much.
No. Do you, this is a weird thing. Over half of people say they feel, a moment of panic right before they sneeze. Do you feel a moment of panic before you sneeze?
No, but I get it.
People say they feel a moment of panic.
Because sometimes, you know, because I have sneezed my ears plugged, like holding in a sneeze so I don't do that loud one. Like I plugged up my ears. So there's a, like, ooh, what's going to happen here?
Okay. Have you ever
sneezed and something came out of your nose and it was super embarrassing? Yes. Yes, you have. I've seen
I can see that at certain times. Yes. Yes, I have. I wasn't embarrassed by it, but yeah.
Well, I was embarrassed for you.
And people will God bless you only three sneezes. After three sneezes, they don't God bless you anymore. Thought I'd tell you that.
It's like, ooh, bless you.
I
bless you. Ooh, someone gives bless, me a bless you. You, I don't. I get one bless you because I know.
When I know I got a bunch of sneezes, after my first sneeze, somebody will say, God bless you. And I'm saying, that's it. Don't give me any more because there's more sneezes coming. Save it for someone.
If you can announce your sneezes, is it really, really, really sneaking up on you?
Yes. No.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm about to sneeze 14 times in a row.
No. After the first one, the first one's a surprise attack, but I know there's more coming. So I'll be like, achoo. They can obviously hold it. There's more coming. So, and people, this is what they think when they sneeze. One, great. Now people think I'm sick. Number two, oh no, I hope they don't think I'm sick. Number three, I promise I'm not sick. Number four, hold it in. And number five is I hope I don't have snot in my mask. I've not had that happen yet.
Ooh, a runny nose and a mask is a bad, bad, bad combo.
Bad combo, bad combo. Thanks for hanging out with us on the podcast. Rate, share is a big thing. Please share it. It helps our boss like us. And you can get a hold of us through the Matt Ramona Facebook page if you would like more podcasts. Three times a week, you get them with Matt Ramona. Be good, everybody. Talk to you soon.